Greetings. This is WTIP News from Wilder Smith on the Gunflint. Spring has finally won out here in the North Country. It has taken over intensely since our last visit over the airwaves. Going from jackets, furry hats, and gloves to shirt sleeves in a matter of a few days has many of us in shock. How warm has it been? It was so warm that my first outdoor activities, subsequent to snow shoveling, drew perspiration not seen since last October. Taking the warm weather wrinkles a step farther, the copious snows piling up from mid-March to mid-April have shrunk to no more than plowed roadside windrows and shoveled heaps. Old Saul gulped this northern snow cone like a thirsty kid at the state fair. Border country streams and rivers are gushing wildly on their way to frozen lakes. But at the time of this recording, lake ice remains intact out this way. Ice on the Gunflint Gal has barely broken away from our Wilder Smith shoreline. With nothing scientific to base my prediction on, it is my best guess the ice here will last another week to 10 days. If this prediction plays out, it will put us into the first few days of May, which is near average for our ice out. Spring is popping out all along the trail. Pussy willows are purring their fuzzy arrival, while trees of the forest are trying to straighten themselves up following winter's trunk-bending stress of several unusual wet, heavy snows. On backwoods roads, we mutters are slogging through a second siege of meltdown ooze. The tepid winter gave us hope of an early mud season in late February and early March. However, the recent 30-day surge of snow and cold stopped all that, and now we are experiencing mud season number 2. Any desire of maintaining a clean vehicle should be put to rest at least for another couple of weeks. The forest is alive with tweeters, and I don't mean of the cyber variety. Robins are rampant and flickers are flocking from whence they spent the past cold season. Both seem to hang out in goodly numbers along area byways at this time of year for some reason. I get a kick out of flickers zipping up from roadsides with their white feathered bottoms making for easy identification. Bears have yet to make their grand entry in this neighborhood, but yours truly is taking no chances at attempting a visit. I have removed deckside feeding stations that could be an easy attraction. This, of course, causes issue for area pine martens. There is no longer a facility where morsels can be placed for securing their goodies from the birds and squirrels. That in mind, martin visitors have been grudgingly scrounging through an open tray of oiled sunflower seeds. Sharing the cafeteria line amongst martins, squirrels, jaybirds, and other winged folk obviously causes many uncomfortable dining experiences. In fact, a few mornings ago, two martins wisely arrived in the twilight hour to apparently avoid the after-sunrise breakfast rush. Sadly, this dining opportunity is soon to end, as I'll have to stop the seed distribution, as bears like them too. However, with snow cover waning, bare ground will once again provide nourishment fortunes, although not accessed as easy. To all my dependent critters, see you again when the snow flies. Martins aren't the only meat-eating critters to turn omnivorous at times. Protein can be scarce in these parts, with members of the canid family often caught hanging out under bird feeders to scarf up seed scatterings of the feathered folk. With venison fortunes hard to come by up this way, a gal in the mid-trail area recently shared a great video capturing a hungry wolf lapping up seeds off the avian tray near her deck. Without question, every species on the planet, including billions of malnourished human beings, is in an ongoing quest for nutritional elements at one time or another. We all need to help whenever prudent and practical. This is Fred Smith on the trail at Wildersmith, watching the rebirth of our natural world.